8 or a long 7.5. 5:47, the clock is running. 16-0, Vikings are leading over the Caseville Eagles just before halftime. Aldridge still backed up in a shotgun position. Two receivers to his right, one off to his left. We'll see what if he looks for pass, or is that just good protection for a quarterback sneak? Looking around, looking quickly. He does throw a pass over the middle. It's broken up.
Incomplete. 5:19 to go. 16-0. Vikings trying to add another score and extend their lead against the Caseville Eagles here.
Brings up the third down and 7 for the Vikings.
And that pass reception was trying to go to Drew again. A great coverage over the middle. They had at least 3-4 defensive backs back there for the Eagles. Aldridge is in shotgun position. Looking around to see if he goes. He scoots away from a couple of Eagle defenders off that left side, and he finally gets up and gets picked down by Aaron Purdy, number 54. Brings him down, but he's still going to have a first down on that carry. Nobody open to throw it to, so he just runs it off himself.
Is that Padary, maybe?
Padary?
Padary.
Padary.
Tough names. Tough names here.
First down inside the red zone. First down and 10 on the 15.
Mike Smith, Eddie Fury here on AM 1340. Aldridge, shotgun position, hands it off to the big man. Bowls his way up the middle, number 42, Zach Englehart. Man, he's a nice lead blocker, but a good runner there. He kind of reminds you of Michigan's own Jerome Bettis.
Oh, yeah.
Who played for the Steelers, of course.
And the Notre Dame Irish before that.
Who?
Who? The undefeated, almost top-ranked Irish.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. They're up there.
I think they got a game today, too, also. BYU, I think. But the big game is Michigan State and Michigan today.
Go back to the high school football now.
That's right.
Aldridge is in shotgun position. Two receivers to his right, one off to his left. Drew goes back in motion across the left side and takes the handoff around the left corner.
Good tackle there.
Tackle made by number 8, Channing Barsky.
Baranski, the senior. Yep.
Yeah.
4.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter, 16-0. Vikings lead. They're at about the 9.5-yard line. Is it? Where are they at? Yeah, they're at the 5-yard line. No. 9.5. All right, third down. It's hard to see from up here. Man in motion, Aldridge, shotgun position. Keeper, Aldridge with it. Down at about the 5-yard line. Brings up a fourth down. Now, they do have the chance to get a first down, I think.
They do. That first down marker is going to be about the 5-yard line. So they're going to have a short fourth down and 1.
Fourth.
All the players look back towards the coach to make that call.
3:40 to go in county. Mike Smith, Eddie Fury here on AM 1340. This be a good day to fish today, Mikey?
The fish are biting in the fall here.
I formation, hand off. Can the Eagles stop them? He does get the first down, however. They were going for that first down, and now they got a fresh set of downs. It'll be first and goal now.
They picked up Englehart 3 yards on that.
Just kind of bouldered his way. 16-0.
They got him down about the 3-yard line now. Aldridge is back under center with the I formation behind him. Pitches off quickly to Drew. Drew's going to be in for the score.
Touchdown, Vikings.
Bring it up now. 24-0.
22.
Excuse me, 22-0. Let's see if they have the 2-point
contest. Don't count your chickens.
No.
Or don't count your eggs.
So cold I can't do my math, Eddie.
What's the old saying? How do you say that?
Don't count your chickens before they hatch.
Okay.
All right. 22-0. This touchdown here.
So, Mike, you took this day away from Fort Stanley Baking Sporting Goods, by the way, where you work at, to come out here?
Yeah, to come out and do some broadcasts, some football.
Kind of dragged you out of the store, though.
Hey.
Shotgun position going for two. Aldridge with the keeper again, and he will be
short. Short by half a yard.
All right.
That's their first big defensive stop right there for the Eagles. Still makes it just 22-0. Three scores down. And then we'll get a chance right here. 2:53 to go before halftime. They'll have some chance to run some offensive plays.
Of course, I can't play a commercial right now. Fire. 22-0 now. Vikings lead. You're listening to AM 1340 WLEW. 2:53 to go here before the end of the first half. We'll be right back.
Psst. Hey, you, looking for a smartphone? Maybe looking to upgrade, huh? Yeah? Listen, you came to the right place. Me and Thumb Cellular, we can hook you right up. Best phones and service in the Thumb. After we're done with you, you'll be golden. Are you a multitasker, huh? Yeah? Listen, Thumb Cellular, they have all the latest technology for you. Any app you can think of. These smartphones have emailing, texting, tweeting, stock quotes, Facebook. Listen, we've got apps coming out the yin yang. Oh, wait. Are you with the other guys? Hey, are you with the other guys? Get out of here. You gotta make the switch. Because with Thumb Cellular, enjoy luxury. Unlimited emailing, unlimited texting, and unlimited web surfing. It's like having the whole wide world at your fingertips. Hey, go tell your friends, all right? Listen, you wouldn't happen to be interested in any watches. Eh, didn't think so.
Welcome back to AM 1340 WLEW. High school eight-man football, the Vikings score again. The two-point conversion was denied. They lead 22-0 against the KU Eagles. The Eagles on offense now after the short return.
Actually, no return. It was a touchback.
Because of the wind. Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
The wind set that ball all the way down into the end zone, so it comes out to the 20-yard line.
I'm going to turn the crowd mic down because of the wind. It's picking up now.
It's like a timeout, Akron Fairgrove. It's going to set up for the next play, a second and nine, just a short one-yard carry that last play. So 79 yards down to pay dirt for the Eagles for the chance to get on the board and keep this game close before halftime. We will see, won't we?
Two? That clock is right. 2:24, right?
Yes, sir.
Timeout call. You're listening to AM 1340.
The Michigan Department of Education recognized Caseville's Elementary School for beating the odds. This recognition elevates Caseville's Elementary School to a reward school position for being in the top 5% of Michigan schools based on student proficiency and improvement. Student success is based on strong positive input from parents, school staff, and community. It's all part of the Caseville Advantage. A great place to live. A great place to learn. A great place to call home.
Welcome back. After the timeout, a handoff up the middle there. One is blowing our umbrella around like crazy now. So there we go. Handoff by the KU Eagles up the middle there. Wind is picking up a little bit more now as still the light rain falls here, causing some slippery conditions, but I think the Vikings have controlled that situation on the ground. We do have an interception, a couple turnovers here by the Eagles, and Vikings able to capitalize on one of them.
Oh, just think the dedication that we got to get these games on the air.
Oh, boy. Handoff under center. Keeper now by Kennedy. Gets the lead back, but it does the option toss. Gain of a couple of yards there. Close to about the 27, 28-yard line. 22-0 with 1:26 to go here in the first half for the Vikings lead. 22-0 against the Caseville Eagles here at Caseville High School on their football field in high school eight-man football action. All right. Got an umbrella here malfunctioning.
We are dedicated. Next year when we're up here, we'll
get
the press box.
We're coming back here next year.
Yes, definitely. I'm a full supporter of